So Rav Abba asks Ula Kasha. And Ula didn't like the Kasha. Ula told him, Domi haimir abonon kid lay gamri inchi shmaita. If you look in the Maseres HaShas, so the Maseres HaShas sends you to Erevin Daf Tezvav and other Gemaras where you find this Nusach. One of those Gemaras is Gittin Daf Lamed Tes. In that Gemara, it's also Rav Abba who asks a Kasha, and the response that Rav Abba got was, Domi haimir abonon. So it seems that Rav Abba is asking kashas that at least he thought were good kashas, and it caused quite the uproar and quite the dramatic reaction. So what came to mind is a Gemara Masechtas Beya Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, and the Yoidei Dover Taina that this Gemara might be the hardest Gemara in Shas. We're not going to go through the Gemara, but it might be the hardest Gemara in Shas. It's definitely in the conversation. So the Gemara over there says the following: Kisolik Rab Abba, where Rab Abba was going from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, Amari said, Yehei Rava de Ema Milsa de Teskabel. May it be the will of a Kadosh Baruch Hu Yiratzoin that I'm going to say a Shtikl Torah and the Olam is going to be Makabel. The Olam is going to like what I have to say. So the Gemara says, Kisali, when he came, Ashkechel Rab Yochanan, Rab Chanina Bar Papi, Rab Zeru, Amri Lo Samse, Rab Avo, Rab Shimon Ben Pazi, Rab Yitzchak Nafcha, the Yasvi, the Kamri, and they were learning a hard sugya there in Mesechtes Beya. The words they said was, the Liftal Mayim Umelach Lagabi Isa. So Rab Abba heard the Kasha, Omlu Rab Abba, I have a teretz to your kasha. And the Gemara says, Achichu ale. They started laughing at him. And they told him, Gul Saichu Shakli? He said, Did I steal something? Why are you laughing at me? Hadra Achichu ale. So they started laughing at him again. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Shaya was near, and he saw that everybody was laughing at Rababa. And Rabbi Shaya commented, he said, Shaper Abed Achichu ale. You're doing right. Absolutely, you should be laughing at. You learn this Gemara. This is not the hard part of the Gemara. This is the easy part of the Gemara. But if you go through it, it's poshut. It's very hard to understand. What did Rav Abba do so terrible? I mean, you almost never find a Gemara like this, where the mamash making lutzanas from him. Like, why are you laughing at him? No, you're right for laughing. So at the time, we spoke at a Nifludig Chassam Sofer. He says this in a few different places. In fact, the Chassam Sofer, when he says this, so his lashon is that it's margula bapumi. He says, this is something that I always say, and that is, that why did Chazal tell us this story, that they laughed at Rav Abba the way they laughed at him? The reason is Chazal was trying to teach us that Rav Abba came to a place, and he wanted a tiny good. So he said a tefillah. What was his tefillah? His tefillah was, Yehi Rava de'ema milsa de teskabel. May it be the will of Hashem that I'm going to say something that's going to be miskabel. Chassam Sofer says that the emes is, it's a mishnah. Chazal say that before a person talks and learning, you're supposed to say a tefillah. It's Rav Nechunya ben Akana's tefillah. Rav Nechunya ben Akana hayu mespalo b'knisosa v'beis ha-medrash. Tefillah kitzar. What was this tefillah? So the Gemara brings a braisa. Tanu Rabbana. Biknisasa mahuay mer yirotzim ulfanecha Hashem alikai. Shelo yera dvar takol al yodi. Velo yikosho bedvar alocha. Vi yismuchu bi chaveira. Rashi says, because if I'm going to say the wrong halacha and my chaveirim are going to laugh at me, it's going to come out, hare roi shtayim. I did two bad things. Number one, I said the wrong halacha. And number two, I'm causing them to make lutzanas for me, and by me doing that, ultimately they're going to be punished. So that was the tefillah Rav Nechunya ben Akana. You're supposed to say a tefillah, but the Chassam Sofer says Rav Abba's tefillah was not Rav Nechunya ben Akana's tefillah. What was Rav Abba's tefillah? Yehi Rava de'ema milsa de teskabel. I want to say something that the Olam is going to be makabel, not something emes. Not al tome val tar. Yehi Rava de ema milsa de teskabel. Says the Chassam Sofer, when a person says over Torah, he's not supposed to be thinking Yehi Rava de ema milsa de teskabel. What he's supposed to be thinking is lahagdul Torah la'adira. That's what he's supposed to be thinking. V'lo yikasho b'dvar alocha. There's no question, and nobody should be nichso because of the dvar alocha that I'm saying. I'm trying to do a dover toiv, and now someone's going to get punished because of this dover toiv that I'm trying to do because someone's making lutzanis of me. Yeah, that's a legitimate tefillah. But Yehi Rava de ema milsa de teskabel, that's not a good tefillah. And he said, this tefillah of Rav Abba to me is the paradigm of the wrong mindset that someone that's saying over Torah is supposed to have. And that's why Chazal prefaced, they Davka said that Rav Abba said the wrong tefillah and Vosig Yeshein Achichu Aleh. It was one big Lutzonis to teach that if a person has the wrong machshavas and he has the wrong mindset, it's not going to be lahagil Torah l'adira, and it's not going to end up playing itself out in a proper way. Chassam Sofer writes, Margul b'pumi, this is something that he always said, that the kavana of saying Torah is not yehirava de'emo milsa de tiskabel. It's yehirava that it should be yiskadla v'yiskadla shmei rabba. That's the idea. It's supposed to be lahagil Torah l'adira. He says, whether the oilam is makabel or is not makabel, he says, vasatis mitanagach, has nothing to do with him. His mindset is supposed to be to say, and halavai also is ongoing.